Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show, the connection to the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here today. A couple of my favorites from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Tracy Marquez is here. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Renee. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Becca Tan is here. Hi, Becca.
Good morning, Renee.
You guys are so... I'm wiped out. We've been having that little discussion. It's been a long morning, but you guys look so awake.
We didn't have to get here at 3 a.m., so we're a little more chipper.
We get to sleep in.
Well, I love how you guys are bundled up like you know, ready for the ongoing snow. And then I showed you guys my socks and you laughed. I have my Santa socks on.
There's nothing wrong with that because it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
it is like a white Christmas 2 months early.
Yeah.
But tomorrow's Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's
trick-or-treating.
That is Colorado for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You gotta love it.
So people are kind of laughing at me with my Santa socks on today.
Oh, we love you, Renee.
Oh, well, I love you guys. So I'm so glad you're here because we do have a lot to talk about, including if it's not on everybody's radar, as it should be.
It should be.
There is kind of this huge, did I mention kind of huge?
Huge.
Huge. Community and Veterans Job Fair next Tuesday.
Tuesday the 5th. It's easy to remember because it's voting day.
So election day. There you go.
Yeah, election day. So get your ballots in early and then come to the job
fair. Come find a job.
So this is the USAA Community and Veterans Job
Fair. Yes, we appreciate their sponsorship.
Absolutely.
They're awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love working with them as well. And so this is open to, is it just military spouse? Family, or is it open to
everyone? Absolutely everyone.
Okay.
But we do open it early to anyone veteran and military affiliated. So from 10 a.m. to noon, spouses, veterans, transitioning military, National Guard, reserves, etc. Open from 10 to noon and then from noon to 3 to the general public.
Now, when I say huge,
yes,
how many employers are, I opened the list. Hold on. Where is it? Okay.
Did you count them?
No.
Because it would take a while.
Because it was like
it's
how many pages?
190 employers.
It's like 5 pages and that's just single lined listing. 190 employers.
190.
Multiple open positions.
Yeah.
Recruiters travel from all over the United States to come to our job fairs. And we have, especially with the military clientele, military spouses, and the job seekers that we have in our community, we're very attractive to companies from all over the United States to come here to recruit for talent. We also have a lot of local companies that are hiring and that will be there. And it's just a phenomenal opportunity for people to come look for a job, whether you already have a job and you want, or you're thinking about different avenues or different career pathways. It's a great way to come and explore what openings we have in the Colorado Springs area.
Well, and I would imagine, like you're saying, since it is kind of focusing on military, I'm sure you get a lot of, say, possibly, I don't know, y'all can look at me and go, Renee, but like private military contractor, stuff like that, because they want those security levels, they want that knowledge, they want
absolutely
that. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about skills-based hiring,
yes
mm-hmm.
which is critically important right now.
It is,
and I'm sure a lot of employers probably gonna be looking for that next Tuesday, right?
Absolutely, yes. They will.
Yeah.
And one of the big attractions that they have, especially with the military community, is your security. You know, what type of top secret security clearances do you have? And those are extremely attractive to employers in our community. We're a big DOD, big military community, as you know. And those security clearances are a top attraction skills.
For you to come with that? Absolutely.
Big time. And if you're out there as a job seeker coming to the hiring event, make sure you highlight that on your resume that you do have that clearance, because you will get a lot of attraction, a lot of attention next week from the companies that are going to be there.
So let's talk about, before we have to take a break, again, 190 employers are going to be there.
That's the largest job fair in the entire state. Every year we do this, and seriously, the largest in the state. So it's an enormous opportunity for people. You can imagine how many employers they can speak with in one day that they would never be able to reach online. You know, it's a different, of course, it helps to go online and apply to these companies ahead of time. That's why we list all the companies on the website.
Right.
But then to meet with them in person, that just gives you an extra boost. Gives you a chance to show off your skills in person, your people skills, and to, they can put a face with a name and they can know who you are and see how you're going to fit there. their job description.
Well, and if this is being held at the Colorado Springs Event Center at Palmer Park and Academy, that tells you how big it's going to be.
Yes.
It is. It's a great venue for us. There's plenty of parking. There's plenty of space to be able to talk to employers one-on-one and have those individual conversations. You do your, you know, as we've always talked about, you do your 30-second introduction speech to your employers and have all that ready, your elevator speech. But it's a great venue to actually have some one-on-one conversations. And we actually have areas where employers and a job seeker can potentially go off to a more quiet area and do an interview on the spot.
We're on the spot.
Yes.
How fantastic is that? And so, again, it starts at 10 for active duty, guard and reserve, members, veterans, and their spouses. And then general public opens at noon, goes till 3. So what I want to do, if you guys don't mind, let's take a break now. I want to come back so we can highlight some of the employers,
yes.
Even local. I mean, I'm seeing like City of Colorado Springs. Yes. I'm seeing, you know, CSFD, PD. I'm sure State Patrol is in there. And then also, like we were talking about, some of those other employers that are looking for that security clearance and stuff like that. So we'll highlight that. Then we'll also talk about prepping for this massive job fair. By the way, did we just mention it's the largest in the state? Just want to make sure.
Pikes Peak Region.
Yeah.
We've got it.
Exactly.
Right.
So we're going to have that and a lot more with Tracy Marquez, Becca Tan, Pikes Peak Workforce Center next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. A couple of my favorite people are here from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Tracy Marquez, Becca Tan. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so we are going to talk about the job market in just a little bit, but and I want to do that to emphasize this job fair that is coming up next Tuesday, November 5th, Community and Veterans Job Fair at the Colorado Springs Event Center. Opens up to active duty, guard, reserve members, veterans, and spouses, 10 a.m. and then opens to the general public at noon. And 190 employers, largest job fair in Colorado.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You have employers from in the city, across the state, across the country.
Yes.
That are coming because they want the level of experience.
And talent
and
that
talent
we have here.
We have here. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So this is an incredible, maybe you're thinking about a new career, maybe you're transitioning military, maybe you're just like, oh, I'm retired and I don't want to be retired anymore. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, right?
Whatever your reason.
So at 190 employers, I would love to give kind of some of the industry highlights that are going to be there.
Absolutely.
Also some of the employers that are going to be there because I'm sure we're talking everything from like city jobs,
city, state, and local government.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And those are all different type of positions. So you can go anywhere from maybe a healthcare type position within a government agency to a recruiter position, HR to IT position. So when you look at the big governmental companies that are hiring, it is all different aspects. You've got parks and rec, public works, snowplow drivers. They're hiring for those, both city and county. But they also have professional, you know, master's degree level positions too. Let's say Department of Health, some of those master level positions, nursing positions within the Department of Health. And you really look at that. So don't go into it thinking, okay, it feels government. It's going to be government. There's all different varieties of jobs available within one organization.
And you were mentioning about, we keep hearing it, CDOT and, you know, school districts and stuff like that for the plow drivers.
Right.
I think some of them are even saying, we will pay for your CDL.
Yes, many of them do.
Yeah, if you come. And so it's worth going and listening and hearing what these employers are offering. And also, like you said, military or government, but also, again, a lot of contractors, like we talked about.
Yes.
But healthcare. And are we also seeing a lot of cybersecurity? Because
definitely.
Are we?
Yeah. And you see cybersecurity not just in your IT companies, but within different cross-sector, cross-industries.
Yeah.
Your healthcare has to have significant cybersecurity available. Retail now, your big chain, stores have to have cybersecurity built into them. And there's a lot of cybersecurity across all different industries. And that's what the field you're looking into. Don't just go to an IT company at our job fair firm.
Yeah.
Make sure you go to a healthcare or a
government
or a retailer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's really, really important that you think outside the box when you're doing your job search. There are a lot of different opportunities out there available across industry sectors.
So let's highlight some of these employers that are going to be there. Again, 190.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to let you guys kind of pick, just some of them, maybe from different sectors that might be there, if you guys don't mind. So folks have an idea. And of course, you can see the complete list on the website, ppwfc.org/USAA-job-fair. Did you like that?
Right.
That,
or just go to ppwfc.org and click on job fairs.
ppwfc.org.
Yeah, don't do all those backslashes. ppwfc.org. Just click on it.
But that's why we list all the employers ahead of time so that people who are planning to go to the job fair, they can prep. They can look ahead of time because we list them alphabetically. We also list them by industry. Awesome. So if you're interested, you know, either way, you can look this up and figure out which jobs you're interested in. Go online and see actually the titles of the job postings. And then that way people can plan out whom they're going to speak to, because you can't speak to 190 employers in one day, but you can pick out 25 to go speak to.
Absolutely.
You know?
And we'll talk about strategy after the news break.
Yeah,
so let's highlight some of the employers that will be there.
So in the energy, oil, utilities industry, we have Atlas Specific Engineering, Colorado Springs Utilities, CPNY, Freeport McMoRan, Mesa Natural Gas Solutions, Pike Engineering, and Excel Energy.
Yeah,
so
that's
just one.
That's just
one little industry there.
Yeah, exactly. And what about? Do we have any school districts? I'm sure we do. Like we were talking about,
right?
Like
D49's doing a hiring event with us for drivers. Have a lot of the school districts are still looking for bus drivers, which is a great part-time position. It allows some people to have additional jobs too. Give you an additional second income for you. So we have the school districts that are hiring. We also have within the industry, the financial services industry. People are looking for bankers, bank tellers. Some people still go, you know, into the bank. So you need the bank tellers. You need financial services. You need financial advisors.
Right.
A lot of different receptionist type positions, administrative positions within the financial services industry.
Well, and I guess we should also talk about the sponsor, USAA. They're going to be there looking as well.
Yes, they will.
Aren't they? And they have an incredible opportunities.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
And so again, it looks like there'll be military opportunities, city, county. Like I said, I saw City of Colorado Springs, mm-hmm. CSFD, PD, I'm sure State Patrol. I mean, I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Right, exactly. And you look at even with, you know, the Colorado Springs Fire Department, they're looking not only for firefighters to fill their upcoming classes that they have available, but there's a lot of administrative positions within the fire department. There's a lot of HR positions and also public information type positions are also available within that industry.
Perfect. Okay, mm-hmm. We do need to take a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to highlight about prepping for a job fair. Like Becca just said, you don't want to just try to wander around and talk to 190 employers.
You do not.
That is not an effective
You'll
use
be exhausted.
Of your time. Yeah. And not an effective use of your time or for the employers. So we're going to help you maximize that time and tell you how to get registered, all that good stuff when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today from Pikes Peak Workforce Center, Tracy Marquez, Becca Tan is here. What?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are so happy on this very cold day.
We're just happy to see you. We always
There's
have
no
fun.
Traffic. There's no traffic and we have coffee.
Yeah, we've had maybe
extra
coffee today.
Yeah. By the way, thank you for my
You're
little
welcome.
Treat. From the little coffee shop across the street.
It's a great little place.
Okay, so we're talking about the big, did we mention it's big? Job fair next Tuesday at the Colorado Springs Event Center Community and Veterans Job Fair starts at 10 for active duty, guard, reserve members, veterans, and their spouses. Then noon opens up to the general public. 190. No, we didn't make up that number.
No, nope. 190 employers
are going to be there.
Exactly.
So let's talk strategy, ladies. Again, I remember this happened a long time ago. See, what happened was I was younger. There was this job fair. I show up with my little copies of my resume and I just start wandering around and I get really lost.
Overwhelming.
To everybody.
It's
right?
Overwhelming.
Completely. Yeah. And with 190 employers, people, you need to have a game plan.
Absolutely.
You do.
So let's talk about strategy and what folks need to do. Like we mentioned, first of all, go to ppwfc.org, go to the job fair page, get the list of employers.
Right.
See who you want to apply with, see what jobs they're offering. I got that part right.
And go ahead and apply for some jobs online beforehand.
Okay.
This is the new trend. Employers want you to have applied beforehand.
They do.
And then when you show up, you still bring your resume and then they'll talk to you.
So do I just go to the employer and go, hey, I applied online for this job?
Correct.
And this is kind of like this could be like we talked about that now that it's at the Colorado Springs Event Center, it could be, hey, there's a little private room here. We could go have a quick interview.
Exactly. And this is you. This is where you practice your elevator speech, mm-hmm. your 30-second elevator speech. And part of that is you can hand them your resume and say, I've already applied online. I would just like to, you know, introduce myself and let you know a little bit about my qualifications I have for position okay. ABC.
Okay.
And that way you really give it detailed. And that gives your recruiter the opportunity to put a face with a name.
Right.
And that way you leave the resume. You, if you have a business card for yourself, you leave your business card. And that provides the employer the opportunity to maybe make a note on your resume to follow up with you on your online application, but really gives yeah. them a strategic idea of what to do. And as a former recruiter, that's what I did. I made marks on my on the resumes of people I wanted to follow up with after they left my area.
Because mm-hmm. you knew they were already in the system.
Exactly.
But then they brought in another resume. They talked with you directly.
Exactly. Okay. The first impression, would they be good fit? Would they not be good fit? Did we have good chemistry? That type of thing is something you can really get in 30 seconds.
So what, Becca, would be a good number to kind of hit, do you think?
I would say about 15 if you can find, you know, you look them up online first and apply. You may not be able to apply for that many in 1 week, but you could if you're ambitious. But
you
then,
have the weekend.
Yes, you have, you have the weekend.
If you really want to be ambitious, like you
yeah.
said.
Yeah, but I think seriously that is very realistic. And then after you've covered the 12 or 15 that you decided going in that you wanted to meet with, then you've got time left over, then go chat with a few more
that you
and
maybe
see,
looked mm-hmm. at. Okay.
And see what they have available.
There's also space. With this being a big venue, it allows the opportunity for job seekers to have some spaces to go to get away from the employers, to yeah. regroup, to sit down and review who they want to talk to. Pikes Peak Workforce Center staff, we will all be there.
You guys
in
are always
our
there.
Yeah. Bright blue shirts will be there to talk to. If you have your nervous stomach, you need someone just to kind of calm you down and help relieve some of the anxiety that you have.
Talk through the elevator speech.
Exactly.
Talk through introductions. Talk
the
through.
Staff is there to help you and to walk with you and journey with you. A lot of times we go through, Beck and I do it all the time at job fairs. It's one of my favorite things to do is actually walk a job seeker around and introduce them to employers. They come in,
how
they're
fun.
Nervous, mm-hmm. they're it scared, is. And they're like, this is who I want to talk to. I can't find them. Let me go do a warm handoff introduction to you. And that
oh,
way
fantastic.
You can kind of bring them off the ledge a little bit. You mm-hmm. hate to say it, but right? it's true. Because it is scary. It is intimidating when you walk in there. But you really need the opportunity to regroup and really be you
yes.
in the job fair and let us, the Workforce Center staff, help you do that.
And let's talk about, and I know it seems like common sense, but it really... Let's talk attire.
Oh,
goodness.
Let's
talk yes. about appearance. Let's talk about you need to treat this. You're not showing up in jeans
no.
and a t-shirt and handing off this. Your mentality on this should be, this is an interview.
Absolutely.
On
you need to be
interview.
Dressed very
okay.
sharp.
Yeah.
Suits for men and women, whether for women that's a skirt or slacks, but it should be a suit.
Right.
And men as well, ties, button-down shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Professional shoes, polished
shoes. Be professionally dressed.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I know with some industries, the attire may not be, like, look.
A full suit, but,
look,
but
we
still
in radio.
Need to be.
Y'all
yes.
see how
right.
I'm dressed, right? Like
we're not going to tell.
It's our secret.
Well, everybody that knows me knows that jeans are my world.
Right.
So, but I dress accordingly around the jeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if I had to change. But, I mean, some in that, I'm sure with the job fair, some industries we know may be jeans and t-shirts and whatever, mm-hmm. but you still
that's after
still
you land the
correct,
job, but
show
still,
up, yeah.
at least be in a button-down shirt and
khakis, whatever.
Yeah, khakis.
Yeah, right. Dress
and
shoes.
You still have opportunities, you know, for the clothing. The Men's Exchange is a great place to go for $40 to get a full three-piece suit.
And that's
wow.
downtown Colorado Springs.
On Tejon. You also have all the Goodwill secondhand clothing stores that have phenomenal clothing for you to go to on a, you know, on a budget to be able to find the attire that you need. I know Mount Carmel's Veteran Center also has clothing available for the veterans to come in
perfect.
To go ahead and pick through. So there's a lot of opportunity out there to find the right clothing.
Absolutely.
But
don't let it limit you.
But don't let yeah. it limit you. But don't not come to a job fair to find a job because you don't think you have the clothing attire to do
right.
it.
No, please go.
Please come no
but
matter
there are,
what.
There are ways to.
But
yeah.
I suggest not wearing pajamas and your bunny slippers.
Are you sure?
I'm
what?
Sure.
I know you've seen
know.
That before, though.
Oh, we've seen it before.
What am I going to wear? Right? I can't wear pajamas.
No bunny slippers allowed. I mean, people do show up. You know, and the thing is, too, if the weather is like this next week, hopefully it's not. But if you come in boots, employers are going to have that grace to say, okay, you went through the snow.
It's
you went through the ice.
Of snow or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's okay. If you come in with an umbrella, it's okay.
Right.
Don't get nervous about that piece of it if you're a job seeker.
But some of us have scoped out the weather, and it's supposed to be pretty nice on Tuesday.
There you go. Yes. But it is. Yeah, that's awesome. Because we're done with this for now.
Nice compared to today.
Well, yeah. So I want to talk about, and I, of course, all of this tips and information is on your guys' website.
Yes. Right.
But somebody who may be new to the 30-second elevator speech, what is the best way? Because folks may think like, oh, the one thing you don't do when you get into an interview is you don't go, hi, my name is Renee. I love doggies.
Oh, goodness.
Snowboarding, fluffy bunnies,
no,
and chocolate.
Yeah, we don't care about your personal life.
I've got 2.5 kids, no. And I really don't want to work from...
I don't want to know about the half a kid. But anyway.
Right.
No.
That is not the information that you need to give to
an employer. When somebody says, tell me about yourself, it's all career-based.
Correct. Like, so...
Skills. What skills do you have?
Right.
I'm a great communicator. I love very strategic in my thinking and planning. I have experience in project management. I've spent 10 years working in the healthcare industry. I'm very interested in the ABC position that you have available. I already applied online. Can you tell me a little bit more about the company culture of your organization?
Yes. Critical question.
Critical question. And it's a great question that most people don't think about. And you're not going to find... I love the company culture question. Anytime in interviews or on the spot at job fairs, because it's not something you're going to see on a website or you're going to see in a job posting.
Right.
But it's something that everyone has to answer, really, is what's your company culture? Is it going to fit what I do? Am I able to wear jeans every day? Because that's important to me.
It is to me.
Right. And that's your company culture.
Right.
Like I'm rolling my eyes at both of them.
I know.
Because we're both wearing jeans.
We're both wearing jeans.
And worn boots.
And boots. I know. Becca's always dressed like...
I know.
You got great style, girl. And the other thing I really think we is kind of a, I don't know if it's called an action thing. We have to take a quick break. But the action thing, like I help companies or I, do you see, I know it's not really an action statement, but it really is. Like I help companies go from this to this.
At my last company, I increased sales by 10% or
et
cetera. It's nice to quantify what you've done.
Because it's hard for people to sometimes brag about themselves.
Well, this is,
it's a job.
This is the time to talk about
Start bragging.
Your skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got to take a break. We'll have more on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Tracy, I think we've done it. Becca is shaking her head.
She's shaking her head at us, right? I think it's because we're wearing jeans and boots and
I got
socks.
My Santa socks on.
I know.
Do you have your Santa socks on?
I do not have Santa socks on.
Somebody
I know. I'm
help
sorry.
Me, please.
Yeah, and Becca, of course, as always, because she's meticulous with
very
her style. Amazing. You look amazing, Becca.
Yes.
Why, thank you.
You look
Renee.
Amazing.
However, Renee and I are comfy. I'm just
and warm.
And warm.
Excuse me. I am professionally dressed and I am likewise comfortable.
But you can't go out for a job interview right now. Not because you're professionally dressed. I'm just saying.
You know, on a day like this, I don't think I want to go out for a job.
Right. Okay, you never know, but if they are. So let's talk about, all the info, you guys, for the Community Veterans Job Fair on the Pikes Peak Workforce Center website, ppwfc.org. Let's talk really quick about registration. Do they must register, yes, or can they just show up?
No, they need to register.
Okay.
And you can do that at ppwfc.org and then just find the job fair tab.
And just register there.
But you can show up and not be registered too. We take out
all
kinds.
It'll just take you a while.
It'll take you a
tad bit. It
takes longer
to get
through. Because you got to register there.
Right.
But I really want to emphasize, and you guys can really speak to the job market right now. Tracy, I think when we talked to you at the beginning of October, it was, how many jobs had been added? It was right now, there are really opportunities available. And it's, you want a career change, you're transitioning, there really are incredible opportunities.
To do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more open positions than there are people looking for work. So it's a great opportunity to go out and look for a job. The state unemployment rate right now is 2.8%. Our local Colorado Springs metro area, which is El Paso, Teller counties, is 3.2%.
Wow.
Okay. It's one of the lowest we've seen right now.
Yeah.
You're looking at jobs right now available, almost 11,000 jobs within the two counties.
Wow.
That's a significant amount, and that's been very consistent for us over the last year or so, probably several years, we've had that many open positions. now's a great time if you're looking at changing your career pathway, if you're looking out there exploring what else is available. Take your lunch hour tomorrow, next week, next Wednesday, or Tuesday. Thank you. Yeah. Tuesday, voter, election day, November 5th.
Drop off your ballot.
And then come to the job fair.
Yeah.
And take that opportunity during your lunch hour to look and just see what other, you know, what's available here for you. And there's a lot of different companies, a lot of different job positions that are going to be advertised there.
And just really quick, I know you guys have workshops and we've had our series. If you have missed the series that we've done pretty much all year with Pikes Peak Workforce Center about the different classes, giving you a heads up, you can go and listen to the podcast on our website, kradio.com. Look under the radio tab, podcast. Incredible, almost year-long series about the courses, free courses available at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. But, and of course, we can't get any of those in before Tuesday. I'm just saying. But right. Hey, you could go listen to the podcast, get some very great info. If folks have questions too, if they're maybe feeling nervous about something, they can reach out.
Exactly. Absolutely. Stop by the Workforce Center beforehand. Even the day of, the morning of, if you need to print copies of your resume and you don't have access to a printer at home, come to the Workforce Center, use our services to print out your resumes for us. The other great advice I always like to tell job seekers when you come to a job fair, you come in, you're nervous, you're overwhelming, you're looking at 190 companies all having open positions, you get the butterflies in your stomach. My recommendation is talk to an employer first that you're really not interested in getting a job with.
Oh, that's a
engage
great
practice. In a practice. Yeah. Practice with an actual employer that you are, you know, you have no desire. Start that conversation. Get the butterflies out of your stomach.
That's a great
one
idea.
One thing, you never know what positions they may have open.
Well, I was going to say, but you interest. Never know.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you know that that's not one of your top 15 that you want to target for that day. That way you just get the nerves out and just, you know, have that conversation. And it's going to make the next person you go to a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Maybe you save the one that you're that number one on your list for maybe your fifth or sixth table that you go to talk to a business.
Yeah.
But really give that opportunity to get the butterflies out by talking to people that you may not be as interested in first.
Absolutely. That's a great idea because, as we say, practice makes perfect. So
or they can come find you guys and say, nerves.
Yes.
Help me, please.
Yes.
And we do. Yeah.
Yeah. So go register.
Yes.
Go see what jobs are available, which employers are offering those jobs. Go map out your strategy. Go pre-apply. And be ready for next Tuesday because it's incredible.
Get dressed up and be ready and think positively.
Absolutely.
Makes a difference.
Absolutely. It does. Yeah, it's going to be a great time next Tuesday. Again, starts at 10, right?
Correct.
Starts at 10.
Active duty, guard, reserve members, veterans and their spouses, 10.
Yes.
And then general public opens at noon, goes till 3. Let's do this.
That's right. Next Tuesday, November 5th.
I like it. Colorado Springs Event Center. Okay, you guys are awesome. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
And of course, Jobs Went. See how we time that Jobs Went.
Yeah, we're good. We're clever that way.
I know.
We like that.
Calendar planning. It's amazing. Okay, and coming up tomorrow on The Extra, hey, we're going to have a little bit of fun for Halloween. Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society. We'll talk with them. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.